This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As we have already gotten one winner in Cleveland here, and that was Amber, who works with us, and she took my lucky numbers and won a Keno. We're feeling good. We do have Mike Sando of The Athletic coming up in about 15 minutes here, but... Jared Allen yesterday. So we played a lot of Kenny Atkinson yesterday. We got some Donovan Mitchell we'll get to today as well from today. But Jared Allen also talked yesterday about the Cavs' physicality and that being an area of focus going into game two tonight.
The thing that just stood out is their physicality and our lack of physicality. I feel like we could have been more aggressive in terms of making things difficult for them like we did in the Heat series, but I'm sure that's going to pick up next game. You know the best part about the playoffs? I think you draw the line yourself. The playoffs are so physical. I don't think we drew the line yet. You know, I think we weren't physical enough to be like, this is where we can't cross. Like, I get what you're saying, like Evan was pushed on to DeAndre, but for ourselves, there's another level that we can be more physical.
All right, how do you feel about Jarrett saying that after the game one loss?
Jarrett, you're too honest of a human, and you need to stop speaking as a representation for the team because...
So it's better if he lies?
Yes, because listen, 2 years ago, the lights were too bright. We all knew the lights were too bright. And putting it out there didn't help anything. And then now this year, now they're not physical when all we asked and wanted for them the entire time was them to be more physical. And I appreciate him putting it out there, but you're a little too honest, Jared Allen. Just a little too honest.
I actually have to defend my guy on this because...
Your guy, that's my guy.
You
kicked him out of the core four.
Well, no. Yeah, he's not a member of the core four, but of the other Cavs, he's definitely my guy.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's not one of the core four. No, DeAndre Jordan's part of the core four.
DeAndre Hunter, we have to get his name right first.
Him too. Yeah. All the DeAndres.
Every
DeAndre. If you're
DeAndre,
you're now a member of the core four over Jared Allen. But my guy Jared Allen, listen, honesty was bad under J.B. Bickerstaff. J.B. wanted the
this
guys.
This was too honest.
No, this was too honest. There's no such thing as too honest in the NBA. There's such a thing as too honest with your spouse.
There's not such a thing as too honest in the NBA. That's what this was. You were too honest. Your wife asked you how the dress looked. You're going to tell her the dress looks nice, okay? All Cavs fans want to hear right now is that you feel like you're playing a level of physicality and you're wiping away what the previous 2 years were.
So we're infants? We need to hear the other?
Saying that you're not. Like it was just too honest of a moment for me, Jarrett.
I think, well, listen, if what he said didn't match up with what you saw, and this may be, I might be flip-flopping because I think once the Cavs turned on the physicality in a game one, I think it was there. And I think instantly in that third quarter, they became the more physical team. I think it's then the offense that really let them down with that 3 or 4 minute stretch in the middle of the game where Indiana just tore off in a run and the Cavs couldn't buy a basket. So it's funny, like, I don't think you need to find more physicality. I think you just need to continue what you did in the second half. And then, I don't know, pass the freaking ball.
Yeah, passing the ball would help. How do you let Mathurin be someone that's more physical than you? How do you let some of these guys no, it's fine. I mean, there's a reason why Giannis wanted to palm his head like a basketball. Like he is trying to play that role of the guys that we've seen in other teams. It's not to the level of like a Dylan Brooks type or anything like that, but he's trying to fill that role. And right now it seems like for Indiana, he's doing a pretty good job.
I mean, the Pacers have like seven of those guys that we're going to hate by the end of the series. But Mathurin is the guy because Mathurin does the cheap stuff. He does the Draymond stuff. He does the landing zone stuff. He does the offhand pushing you away stuff. And I actually think, like, listen, this wouldn't be the worst game to get a technical. But I continue to come back to the idea of I don't want physicality in the Cavs' head. We saw that in the regular season.
Acting like you have to be physical.
Yeah, I mean, like the Cavs, to me, like, you were physical enough in the second half. You found the gear that you needed to. I don't need you to overcompensate because you walked through the first half, right?
No, I agree with that. Like, I don't want it to be a point of emphasis where you sit back and be like, oh, I haven't been physical enough, so here, let me go ahead and be physical. That, I don't think that's good. That's you're playing inside your head if you're playing that style of basketball.
So it depends on who it is.
But I don't think they're naturally very physical to begin with anyway.
I don't want Donovan to have to be physical. I don't want Ty Jerome. Sweet Lord. I don't want him to. But Jared Allen, yeah. If Jared Allen wants to set a hard screen, or if Jared Allen wants to, when somebody tries to go under the screen, if he wants to knock somebody,
he
in the
was
Tuesday,
doing that. Some, by the way, in the Miami series, yep. He did do some of that,
and not just that, guys. He was physical in the Orlando series last year. That's been lost in the Ribgate or Ribgazi, as we've called it. That's been lost in all of that. Jared's been more physical, honestly. Even Evan in the Miami series had some very physical moments, more on the offensive side than the defensive side. So, like, I think you found it. If you go into this game thinking we have to be more physical, you're going to get yourself in foul trouble. Because I think the refs are already going to be looking for it, given that both coaches were going off in that game, and then Kenny came out afterwards and talked about the physicality. I think the worst thing you could do is try and overextend yourself when it comes to that. I just want you to play Kenny should cut on the physical, the tape from, was it like 5 minutes into the third quarter when they took off?
Okay, yeah. And like, they went in the 15-4 run.
To the end of that. Like, show that bit from the Cavs and be like, you've already done it. You don't need more physicality. You just need to extend your physicality across four quarters, yeah, and you'll be fine.
I know, you know, Jared said they need to be more physical and all that. I didn't leave game one thinking that they got bullied by any stretch of the measure, though.
I mean, the Pacers, okay, so I agree with you, by the way. I think the Pacers did all the little dirty tricks they can get away with that you shouldn't be getting away with in the NBA playoffs. Specific to, like, right, the landing zone stuff, the offhand stuff. And then the
for
frustrating
sure
thing is then Evan got called for what was much, much...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Much lighter of a touch on, what was it, Turner? Who went up for the dunk,
Turner,
and then Evan got... Yeah, it was
Turner
on a breakaway, so it was, yeah, Turner. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, you don't make up for it, but just...
But you know what I mean? You know what I mean, though? Like usually you think about it, it's like you got a bunch of goons going after you, and they're pushing you around, and they're very intentional. Kind of like when Donovan tried to push Jimmy Neutron into next week and make that. Like, you know what I mean?
No, that one
like,
was great.
But that's very intentional. You know what I mean? Like, that's very like, all right, Duncan Robinson, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna make this be known what we're seeing. Whereas I felt like the Pacers did more of like a sleight of hand bullying with all this.
No, that's fair.
It wasn't just outright bullying, and it wasn't outright out physicaling.
It was like just in the screens. It was in the margins, which is where you get away with a lot in the playoffs.
And I think that's what they know. I think they learned, by the way, a lot of that in the first series that they had of the playoffs, and they got away with a ton of that stuff.
But if anyone's gonna pick up the tab here, it's Jared. And then if anybody else is gonna, it's Evan. I mean, I've heard Tristan Thompson's got to go out there and give you some goon minutes. Like, guys, don't overreact to game one.
Yeah, and also don't put Tristan Thompson out there just to put Tristan Thompson out there to be a goon.
The worst thing the Cavs can do in this game is overreact to game one.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It was death by 1,000 paper cuts. And you found some of what you need to do throughout that game. You just didn't. I think you just expended too much energy to get back in the game. Like,
I think they were
surprised. Like it's a game seven from the rip, and you'll win this game.
I think they were surprised at how fast Indiana was. I don't think they saw that coming, and I don't think they were as well prepared for how good offensively Indiana was going to be. Because let's be honest, Indiana is they can play at the level offensively that Boston can play at. I mean, they really are really good offensively.
I just think where I'm at with this team is, if you have to make a statement, you know the guys who should make a statement, go out there and just, I mean, it really, like, to avoid a loss tonight, it is just do a million little things slightly better than you did in game one. And even then, like, there's going to be some regression from Indiana. And
they're not going to shoot 60% in the first half again. I promise you.
Maybe
that.
I'll look like a jackass today, and they will hit 60% or 52% from three.
If that's how it goes down, and they're just going to have an all-time three-point shooting series, then okay, fine. But I'm going to hold
Boston
my breath.
The Boston, as it's known.
Well, yeah. I mean.
But no, I mean, I this team at points, like the Detroit thing where Jarrett sent whichever nameless piston just hurtling into the stands, that's what I want. So if this is more Jared saying, I have to be more physical tonight, I'll never tell a big, especially a rim-running big whose main value is on defense, I'll never tell him to not be more physical. But as to the rest of the Cavs, no. There are guys who do that in the playoffs, and if your wings start to try and do what Mathurin's done, well, your wings don't have that reputation. Your wings won't get away with it.
You know, it's amazing as we talk more and more about the series, how much of an importance it really is on Allen and Mobley, especially in tonight's game. Not only for being the guys that you're talking about there defensively, but then also offensively as well. It's wild how much we have just kind of bypassed game one with the idea that in game two, just make it more about Allen and Mobley, and we'll probably end up with a better outcome.
I just want to wax that ass tonight. I really do. I'm so sick of these Pacers already. And it's not about the Pacers. It's about the overreaction to game one. Like, all right, we had a justifiable reaction yesterday.
A lot went wrong in game one.
It did, but that's how it should be chalked up.
And then now we have injuries, and we had so many injuries that nobody could have seen coming. Like, I understand why people are thinking the way that they're thinking right now, while also understanding that this should not change the series outcome at all.
Cavs in five. I'm going to say it once, yeah, I'm going to say it again.
You had to lose one in order to get a Cavs in five.
And Jared's
going to... We got the one out early.
If anyone's going to reset the typewriter, it's Jared tonight, and... If that dude just walks out with, like, five fouls, 14 rebounds, three blocks, and no points, I'll be a happy man. Like, I really will. 216-474-0092. Jared Allen talked about the Cavs' need for more physicality in game two. Do you think the Cavs need to be more physical tonight? I just think they need to go back and watch that third quarter tape, and they just need to match that. They don't need to try and go above what they did. They just need to take 7 minutes in the third quarter in game one and match it to 48 minutes tonight. Mike Sando of The Athletic will talk the number jersey conversation that's sweeping the NFL. We'll also get his thoughts on the Browns draft and the Browns trajectory this year on 92.3 The Fan, coming up in 5 minutes.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.